1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Pooter High School in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency, Williams Insurance Agency in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. They got you covered all over northern Colorado, though. Good stuff. We'll talk about them a bunch this afternoon. Let's get to it. Our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show ahead of the Pooter Impalas here at home, 5-7 on the year. And they'll take on the Fort Collins Lambkins as the Keith Aragon's team comes rolling in 5-6. Now, both of these teams are thinking at this point, we have to probably win the majority of our games left. And after today, it's pretty much three for each to have a chance at a playoff spot. Remember, there's only 16 playoff spots, so that's not likely, actually. You look at it in a previous year, both of these teams could still get to regionals. But without regionals this year due to COVID, we go straight to the 16-team state tournament. It's going to be a smaller group that makes it forward. The seven division winners and their conference winners, and then the next nine in RPI will make their way through there. So it'll be fun today. This is a fun day out at Pooter today, as they're going to retire the jersey of Michelle Neesant. Michelle Neesant she's all about Pooter. She played here. Graduated from Pooter High School in 1993. She was a member of the 91 Pooter State Champion team, the girls softball team that won a state title here, and then went to CSU, was a team captain at CSU when they won the WAC championship in 97. Michelle Neesant then went on to coach at Pooter 15 years, 8 as the head coach, 7 as an assistant, and they're going to retire her jersey here today at Pooter High School. It's also Senior Recognition Day, so right now seniors and their families are gathered on the infield and shouting out to what that looks like. Pooter Impalas and the Fort Collins Lambkins today. We said the Impalas 5-7 this year, 2-4 in the FRL. Last week losses at Horizon and a home loss to Legacy for Fort Collins. On Tuesday, they lost at Rocky 6-0 and then lost at Fossil 7-2. Pretty tough teams back-to-back for Fort Collins. So two in a row losses for the Lambkins and three of their last four for Keith Aragon's team. They were 12-11 last year and 7-4 in league play. So you've got Fort Collins and Pooter rivalry action today here at Pooter High School. Senior recognition going on, as we said, out there right now. So we'll get around to that. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, our pregame show here. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton, the place for your student-athlete this season. Visit ProactiveColorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. We'll come back in the next segment of our Proactive Physical Therapy pregame show and get to our Players to Watch. Players to Watch presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
When someone you love passes away, it's devastating. Dealing with the planning and cost of funeral arrangements is the last thing you want to do. But unfortunately, it's one of the first things you must do. Avoid that additional stress and worry by calling Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service and pre-plan your service today. Mosier Funeral Service will help you pre-plan a service as unique as you are, from location to type of music and every last detail. Pre-planning is truly a loving gift. Call Mosier Funeral Service at 330-6824.
Sunday.
Diving catch in the end zone for the touchdown.
Sunday night.
Inside the five and a touchdown.
Monday night.
Foster turns the corner, diving for the pylon touchdown.
And Thursday night.
The 10, the 5, touchdown! That's it!
You want NFL action? Then you want 1310 KFKA. All season long, KFKA is your football station. Don't miss the journey to Super Bowl 55 as we air the biggest games of the year. NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, your football station.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show here at Poudre High School. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. It is like a library here at Poudre. They've got the seniors, all six of them out, spread out in the infield here, and their family members with them. And they're doing about a minute and a half, 2 minutes on each kid out here. So tremendous stuff, talking all about everything they like to eat, everything they like to do. It's great. Great information here at Poudre High School about the seniors. Great support for the seniors. We told you that coming up here in a little bit, we will have the retiring of the jersey of Michelle Neesant, who was, of course, a great player here at Poudre, 91 state champs. She graduated in 93, went to CSU, was a team captain there when they won the WAC championship in 97. And then came back to coach at Poudre at her alma mater and went 15 years there, 8 as the head coach, 7 as the assistant. And so let's do it. Let's get to our players to watch presented by Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Miranda Simpson, having someone local that is here has never been more important. Miranda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012. And has over 15 years' experience with State Farm. Call her today at 970-223-8700. That's Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 223-8700. All right, players to watch. Let's go with the home team first, the Poudre Impalas. And, well, I'd go with Abby Larson, the senior, to take a look at. Leader in runs scored, second in RBIs with 12 on the year. She leads the club in extra base hits with 5. And has 3 of the 4 home runs this year hit by the Poudre Impalas. Also want to take a look at Brooke Bolander, the senior. Bolander leads the club in hits, 24 hits, a .600 batting average. She has been ripping the softball and also leads in RBIs with 16. Players to watch for the Fort Collins Lambkins today. Start that off and look at Brady Strang. She'll be in the circle again for Fort Collins today. 18 hits on the year, 5 doubles, 3 home runs, so 8 extra base hits. And 9 driven in. She's hitting .486 on the air, but in the circle, she has been fantastic. Brady Strang so far, a record of 5-4 with a .346 ERA. Also look at Addie Deal. That's the Deal name you know. Brad Deal, of course, her father, the coach at Windsor. Addie Deal at 310 this year, four extra base hits. Tied for the club lead in RBIs with 10 on the season. Addie Deal will play center field today for Fort Collins. And also want to take a look at the coach's daughter, Tatum Aragon, the junior, who leads in four different categories offensively. Extra base hits with 8, RBIs with 10, 5 doubles, 3 triples on the year. Tatum Aragon, the senior, will play third base today. Those are the players to watch today, brought to you by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll come back in a moment, continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eaton, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. My King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Journey Homes is here. Just the right place for you to call home. Journey Homes serves Northern Colorado's Weld and Larimer counties with comfortable and affordable new homes. Journey Homes is also a great supporter of our schools and student athletes in Northern Colorado. They'll help you find the perfect home that not only fits your needs, but exceeds your every expectation. For more information, visit journeyhomes.com or call 970-539-0120. Virtually or in person, Journey Homes, building your future together.
Prep Softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, welcome back. We have about 60 people 4 feet right in front of me here on the other side of the backstop, so I'm going to have to do a little golf talk for you guys and keep it really low here because they are giving, right now, retiring the uniform, the number of Michelle Neeson, who was on the 91 championship team, as we said here. And really, when you talk about softball at Pooter and at Colorado State, the Neeson slash Johnson, since she was married, family is huge at both of those schools. So big day here at Pooter, retiring the uniform, the number 11 for Michelle Neeson. All right, let's get to our starting lineups for today's game. Starting lineups by Buildings by Design, Northern Colorado, Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. Still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. I promise we won't talk this low all day, but I could right now reach out. And there's Kevin Lytle. He might jump on with us a little bit later, but great rider from the Colorado and is out here today to take some pictures and probably get this on his Twitter feed as well. Lineup will look like this for Fort Collins. The Lampkins. We talked about Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 842-5837. Fort Collins, Lampkins, Tatum Aragon will lead off and play third base. Addie Deal will bat second and play center. Sarah Oberlander will bat third. She's the senior catcher. Brady Strang will be in the circle. She's a senior as well. Ayanna Campos, the first baseman. Hannah Burns will hit sixth. She is at second base and just a junior. Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop, is talented. Taya Brickner is in right field, another senior on Keith Aragon's club. And Naya Olwine will be in left field. She is a junior. For the Pooter Impalas, their starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design. Abby Larson leads off. She's the senior catcher. Riley Someday will be the shortstop. Someday. She's going to be the shortstop today. She's a senior. Brooke Bolander hits third. She's a senior. Ayla Rivera, the second baseman. She's a senior. Cecilia Sealander, the designated player, or DH, basically, in the spot, will hit fifth. Hannah Etzel, the senior, will be in the circle and hit sixth. Mia Knight is the senior at first base. Crystal Knight is in left field. She's a junior. And Ryland Gardner is in center field. She's a sophomore. She'll hit ninth, and that's the lineup for the Pooter Impalas. We'll come back in a moment, continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Still all the ceremonies going on here at Pooter High School right in front of us. In fact, I can reach out and touch at least 100 people right now, but I'm not going to do that. We'll come back in a moment. This is brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK Preps Radio.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing blood flow restriction therapy. Blood flow restriction therapy assists with decreased immediate post-operative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest Northeastern Colorado and Northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Billings by Design. These days, many folks have had more time to think. To think about life, values, family, well-being, and trust. What about your agent? Does your agent provide you such virtues? Good question. The Brian White Agency of Farmers Insurance is fully prepared to serve all of Colorado. Brian White and team believe in honest advisement always coming first. Happy to meet in person or over the phone. Honesty, integrity, and trust are blessings in today's world. Come see what this team is all about for your insurance needs. 970-795-8011. 795-8011. That's 795-8011.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
2 in 5 adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is 1 in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is 1 in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match. So help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here to the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Well, the ceremonies are over. Boy, that was the quietest place I've ever been in. Well, there were about 65, maybe 70 people around me here, about, I don't know, a foot to 6 feet away. That's not social distancing, by the way. And they were looking at me like, why are you so loud right now? Well, we're trying to hear the PA announcer talk about Michelle Neeson as they put her uniform, retired it here. Great Pooter player, coach, CSU coach, or player as well. So pretty cool. All right, let's see. Where are we? Fort Collins and Pooter today. Both teams really need to make a run at it. Don't know in this limited area if they have a shot at the postseason. Probably not either one. Fort Collins is 5-6 on the year. Pooter and Palos are 5-7. Second time that they played this year. They played over at Triple Crown Sports Complex in the Triple Crown Tournament earlier this year, 11-6. Lampkins won that game. They also won 13-12 last year. But the four before that were all Pooter. So these teams have taken turns in beating each other, no doubt about it. We're sitting at 4:10, about 5 minutes, at least that's what they say, away from the Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring and Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call, 352-7251, or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez and Kersey, 616-2451, Alliance Irrigation. All right, Fort Collins and Pooter, let's do this. Let's take a break, come back in a moment. And we're getting closer to that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. Welcome back to Pooter High School here in Fort Collins as we get set for the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336. For a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. Keith Aragon and Wendy Miller, the two coaches, are meeting right now at home plate, going over the ground rules with the home plate and field umpires. Pooter and Palos 5-7 on the year. They've lost two in a row after knocking off Greeley West and Fairview. Trying to get back on the winning streak today. Fort Collins Lampkins, they have lost two in a row and three of their last four. So we'll find out which team rights the ship today here in Fort Collins. Keith Aragon, longtime coach for Fort Collins, been here. I started at Pooter, how about that? And then Addie Deal's grandfather, that's Brad Deal's dad, came and got Keith Aragon and said, hey, you're at the wrong school. Come to Fort Collins. 28 years later, here he is. Fort Collins, he does everything over there. Assistant baseball coach for Mark Wagner's club, and then also, of course, the assistant freshman basketball coach as well. So Keith Aragon, he just loves to coach. He loves to be around the kids, and that's what he does. Wendy Miller's in her third year with Pooter and Palace, 6-17, 4-7 in the FRL last year. And we'll see what they can do. Last week, took it on the chin at Horizon and at home against Legacy. So we'll see what they do. That was fun. Michelle Neeson, she was emotional. That was a tough thing for her to get in front of the place where she started everything. 91, Pooter State champion team. Then on to CSU, where they were the WAC champs in 97. And then coached at Pooter for 15 years. 8 as a head coach here for the Pooter and Palace. And so here is Wendy Miller. Third year, as we said, for Wendy taking over. It was Chris Hutton, who is now at University, of course, and such a big player. Her whole family at CSU was the coach here at Pooter when Wendy took over. So it was pretty cool there. All right. We've got our lineups on the field right now. We're going to be a little late with the start here. Mitchell's flooring first pitch, as we said, so we'll get to that. Great sponsor out there, of course, the scoreboard down the right field line here. That's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. 454-3355, any part you need, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is there to simply help you out. It is Gould Parts, great sponsor of our scoreboard and going on 7 years as our sponsor on Preps Rewind. Saturday is at 10 a.m. We'll have that for you Saturday, this Saturday at 10, ahead of the Valley and a Resurrection Christian softball game out in Gilchrist on Saturday. That Mitchell's flooring first pitch on Saturday will be at 11 a.m. So pretty good stuff right there. All right, we're going to step aside here. They'll finish up with the anthems. Dave Ramirez is here. We'll get a little bump from Mr. Ramirez. He'll be coaching, umpiring behind a plate today. So, Dave, nice to see him out here. It's a small world of umpires that are out there for us. We're going to step aside, take a break. We'll come back after the national anthem with our first pitch, the Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. It's Pooter, Fort Collins today on Preps Radio. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
The Greeley Country Club is synonymous with the best that Greeley has to offer. How does an establishment become that recognizable? Simple. Be the best of the best for 100 years. That's right. For 100 years, the Greeley Country Club has offered the people of Greeley top-tier golf, a place to gather and celebrate, and has been with us through thick and thin. The 100-year anniversary of the Greeley Country Club can and will still be celebrated. Join the tradition by becoming a member at greeleycc.com.
Spring cleanup weekend, fall cleanup weekend for Greeley residents is almost here. Because of COVID-19, the annual spring cleanup has been pushed to October 2nd and 3rd. Clean up the basement, the garage, the yard, and October 2nd and 3rd. Bring everything to one of three drop-off sites designated for household hazardous waste, yard waste, and other debris. Proof of Greeley residency is required upon drop-off. Visit greeleygov.com or call 350-9336 for fees and details. It's the Greeley Fall Cleanup Weekend, October 2nd and 3rd.
These days, many folks have had more time to think about life, values, family, well-being, and trust. What about your agent? Does your agent provide you such virtues? Good question. The Brian White Agency of Farmers Insurance is fully prepared to serve all of Colorado. Brian White and team believe in honest advisement always coming first. Happy to meet in person or over the phone. Honesty, integrity, and trust are blessings in today's world. Come see what this team is all about for your insurance needs. 970-795-8011. 795-8011. That's 795-8011.
Whoa! Did you see the wrap on that car?
Yeah, man. I didn't know they were in Greeley.
I wonder if they deliver. Meh. We could just drive over there. Google the address.
Wrap a vehicle? Get customers. It's that simple. There's no one better than Signs First Greeley. Keep your brand consistent and top of mind. Full to partial wraps for your vehicle or graphics for your entire fleet. Signs First Greeley. Go to signsfirstgreeley.com or follow them on Facebook.
Sometimes you have to search long and hard to find a great value, but other times it's as easy as walking through the front door. Of the Ranch Restaurant, that is. Serving a tasty menu of breakfast and lunch favorites, the Ranch Restaurant is the local's choice for American, Greek, and Mexican fare at a great price. Try the Ranch Restaurant and you'll agree, it's simply a great value. Family owned and operated, and open to serve you daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Ranch Restaurant, 714th 6th Street in downtown Greeley.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back as we get set for the game of the week here on Preps Radio, brought to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. It is Fort Collins and Poudre today. Out at Poudre High School, these two teams played earlier this year. An 11-6 win for Fort Collins in the Triple Crown Tournament. Same two pitchers who were in the circle that day are back today. Hannah Etzel for Poudre and Brady Strang for the Fort Collins Lampkin. Strang got the win that day. Five innings, six hits, just one earned run, and four Ks. Big hitters for Collins on the day. They were led by not in any, well, Brady Strang at the plate. 4 for 4, a home run, a double, and three ribbies. She just had a huge day. Tatum Aragon, 2 for 4, a triple and a run batted in. Sarah Oberlander went 2 for 5 against Poudre in that first game. 2 for 5 and a couple of ribbies for Sarah. For the Impalas, Hannah Etzel was the pitcher. 5 innings, 8 hits, and 7 earned runs. They were led by 4 players that were run producers. Riley Someday, the senior, 2 for 4 with a ribby. Brooke Bolander, 2 for 4 with an RBI. Mia Knight was 1 for 4 with 2 ribbies. And Abby Larson, 2 for 4 with a run batted in. So that was the first meeting, an 11-6 Lampkins win. And so here we go today. First pitch coming up for Fort Collins, Tatum Aragon, Addie Deal, and Sarah Oberlander. We go junior, senior, senior. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors in the starting lineup here. And a pitch on the way is in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Dave Ramirez, the home plate umpire with that call. No balls and a strike here to Tatum. Junior checks in from the left-hand side. Etzel deals and the pitch on the way. Ground ball right back to the box. Hannah will turn and throw her out, and there's one gone. Easy enough, one out. And Addie Deal, the senior center fielder, is going to come up here for Fort Collins. Deal on the season, the senior, hitting .310. Tied for the club lead with 10 runs batted in. 4 extra base hits, 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run. Here's the pitch on the way to the plate, down low in the dirt. So Etzel deals one that bounced up there, a ball and no strikes. Just the start of the ball game. Pull up a chair, spend part of your afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. It's Poudre and Fort Collins today. Etzel set to go again. The senior kicks and deals in the pitch. That one missed. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 to Addie Deal. Lampkins a couple of losses last week. 6-0 at Rocky and then a 7-2 loss at home to number 2 Fossil Ridge. That one's away. 3 balls and no strikes here. Etzel, 49 and a third innings coming in. 77 hits, 24 walks. So that's over 100 base runners, a little over a 2 whip. That pitch missed. So she's used to traffic, at least a couple of runners each inning. And the first one, the first runner of the ballgame is Addie Deal, who walks, is down at first base. And Sarah Oberlander, the senior catcher, will come to the plate here for Fort Collins. See what they do with Oberlander at the plate right here. Pitch on the way here from Hannah Etzel is down low, so 5 straight to out of the zone. And their second baseman, Ayla Rivera, who's a senior, will come in and talk to the other senior, Hannah Etzel, and say, hey, you're right in the circle. Here we go. Brady Strang out on deck. Pitch on the way there, missed inside. That's 6 straight out of the zone. 2 balls, no strikes here to Sarah Oberlander. Oberlander at .372, second on the club with 16 hits. No homers, 4 runs driven in. Etzel comes back, and a fastball there at the letters for a strike. 3 balls and a strike here, 1-on-1 out in the first. Fort Collins trying to get the jump here. Looking to pitch on the way, off speed, and she just did stay alive, got a piece of it. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. All right, pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and down she goes. Tied her up inside. That's a terrific pitch by Hannah Etzel right there. So two gone. It's the 21st K of the year for Etzel pitching. Brady Strang checks in now. Strang can flat out hit the softball. Senior at the plate, and the pitch is ripped. Left field and deep, going back for this one. Oh, way back, it's going to hit the fence. Around third will come Addie Deal. She's coming to the plate. The throw, there'll be no throw. She's in to score. It's a run-scoring double by Brady Strang. So Strang, who continues to swing the hot bat. Well, she likes Pooter pitching, apparently. She likes to hit off Hannah Etzel. No question about that. Strang was 4-for-4 in the previous meeting at Triple Crown Sports Complex. 4-for-4, a home run, a double, and three ribbies. She just smacked another one to the fence. Courtesy runner at second base for her. So two outs, a runner at second. One run in. And Diana Campos, the senior first baseman, will come to the plate here for Collins. Etzel set to go. Deals and the fastball fouled away at the plate, way behind it that time. It's no balls and a strike. Keith Aragon coaching down at third. 30 years coaching softball out here, 28 at Fort Collins. Started his gig right here at Pooter. Here's the pitch off speed. That's a terrific pitch by Etzel right there. Took something off of it, and Ayanna Campos did not like it. It was there for a strike. No balls, two strikes, two outs here in the first. Etzel set to go again. Senior kicks and deals, and the two-strike pitch fouled away right side. That'll get back out of play. And it remains no balls and two strikes here. Need to get your car taken care of. Amco Fort Collins, they are the place to go. They take care of my car, my kids' cars. They take care of my family. Just keep us on the road and safe. It is Don Scott, Patrick, Lance, the whole gang down there. They'll simply take care of you. Pitch outside, bounced up, and a nice stop by Abby Larson, the senior catcher. Amco of Fort Collins, give them a call ahead of time, 226-4477. Get you all set up. Here's the pitch. That one got to the backstop. Wild pitch, runner down to third here. So the courtesy runner to third with two outs, and Campos trying to drive her in already with a run in here for Fort Collins in the top of the first inning. All right, set to go again. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one missed. And go, nice stop. Kicking it away to the outside was Abby Larson, the catcher. And now time called. She's going to go out and have a word with Hannah Etzel here. Trying not to let up any more than the one run that's already come across. A run scoring double by Brady Strang for Strang. RBI number, where are we at? RBI number 10. That means three Lampkins tied for the team lead in ribbies now. Addie Deal, Tatum Aragon, and Brady Strang all with 10 ribbies. All right, Etzel set to go again here. Three balls, two strikes. Full count here to Ayanna Campos, the senior first baseman. Etzel kicks and deals, 3-2 pitch. Fastball ripped to second right at Ayla Rivera, and the senior puts it away for the out. One run, one hit for Fort Collins in the first. We've gone a half an inning at Pooter High School. Fort Collins won. The Impalas are coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance.
At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency. We work hard so you can worry less.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the first inning out here at Pooter High School. One run in for Collins in the opening for top half of the frame. Now Pooter will see if they can answer that. Abby Larson, the senior catcher, then Riley Someday, and Brooke Bolender. 1-2-3 for Wendy Miller's Impala's. Popped up right side. Second baseman, that's Hannah Burns, on the edge of the outfield grass, and she puts it away. So one gone here in the first. Good crowd on hand here today at Pooter High School as well. They retired the Pooter jersey of then number 11, Michelle Nesant, on the 91 Pooter championship team here. Then she went to CSU and played for the WAC champion CSU Rams as well. Then came back here after she graduated and was the coach for 15 years at Pooter, 8 years as the varsity head coach. Riley Someday checks in here for Pooter. Someday at 5:36, ripping the softball so far this year. That one's in for a strike. One ball, one strike here. One out last of the first inning. 1-0 Fort Collins. So Brady Strang double. Now she's in the circle, trying to keep the lead. Off speed pitch outside corner for a strike. That was a beauty. One ball, two strikes. Someday 15 for 28 so far. A triple, four runs batted in on the season for the Pooter Impalas. Strang set to go again. Brady kicks and deals, and the two-strike pitch is up in the zone. Two balls, two strikes here. Brooke Bolender, who can also rip the softball, she's out on deck, the senior third baseman here for the Impalas. Strang set to go again. See the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball down to shortstop. One hopper picked up by Alex Bailey, and the sophomore guns her out. So two gone in the first inning. And Brooke Bolender will come to the plate, the senior third baseman. Bolender leads the club in hitting, .600 batting average. She's 24 for 40 so far this year. Wouldn't that be nice? That's the Beach Boys walk-up song for Brooke Bolender. That's going way back to my day, folks. 16 ribbies, that leads the club. Bolender stamps in, and the pitch down in the dirt. It's a ball and no strikes. And Impalas have dropped two in a row after knocking off Greeley West and Fairview the week prior. Strang set to go again. Here's the look in a pitch. Came off speed, and she's out in front of it. Pulled the string on it. It's a ball and a strike. Strang looks good here so far in the ballgame. In her previous meeting against the Impalas, five innings, six hits, one earned run and four Ks, so she can pitch to this team. Next pitch, a little blooper down first base. That's going to go foul. Diving to try to make the play, Ayanna Campos, the junior first baseman. If that gets her glove in fair grounds and then kicks foul, it puts Bolander at first, but that one, she missed it. Couldn't get her glove on it, and it hit in foul grounds and immediately spun foul. So still a ball and two strikes. Strang comes back, 1-2 pitch, ground ball right back up the middle, base hit. So Bolander gets the first Impala hit of the ball game. She's aboard, and Ayla Rivera, the senior second baseman, will come to the plate here. Lampkins had a hit, the run-scoring double by Strang in the opening half of this inning. And now Bolander answers with a base hit here, and Ayla Rivera will try to move her around with two outs. All right, Strang set to go, pitch high in the zone. A look down at first and a throw by Bolander and the runner back. That's Sarah Oberlander, the senior catcher back behind. I'm going to get her confused with Bolander all day. You got Bolander at first and Oberlander behind the plate. Brady set to go. The senior kicks and deals. Pitch popped up foul and out of play. And that'll be a ball and a strike. Two outs, last of the first inning. 1-0 Fort Collins. Brooke Bolander at first here for the Impalas. And Pals have only stolen 7 bases. They don't run much. 7 steals in 12 games. Here's the look and a pitch. That one's up in the zone. And it's 2 balls and a strike here. Riley Sumday has 6 stolen bases. Oh, that's not correct. I'm sorry. 31 stolen bases in the 12 games. Bolander's got 9. She's at first base, a threat to go, and she gets a lead there and bluffs at first, and the pitch missed. So 3 balls and a strike here. Nowhere to put Rivera. You've got Bolander at first. Strang set to go again. Brady kicks and deals. 3-1 delivery up in his own ball. 4. 2 on now for the Impalas. So the first couple of outs were easy for Brady Strang. Then the base hit, then the walk, and now she's got a deal. Cecilia Sealander, the designated player, or DH in baseball terms, will come to the plate here, the junior, with 2 on and 2 out. Sealander's at 502. She's 6 for 12. 4 ribbies on the year. Strang deals. That one is there at the letters for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. Tatum Aragon, Alex Bailey, left side of the infield here for the Lambkins. Hannah Burns and Ayanna Campos on the right side. Strang comes back, ground ball to third. 1 hopper, she'll go right to the bag. Smart play right there by Tatum Aragon, and the side retired in the first. No runs, a hit, they leave 2, the Impalas do. End of 1 at Poudre High School. It's 4 Collins, 1 Poudre, nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertz does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All righty, let's move on to the second inning here. Our Prep Radio Game of the Week presented by NoCo's own Williams Insurance Agency. And they're here for you from Auto and Home Life. Here's a drive to right field right off the bat and a good running catch by Lacey Miller, the senior in right field. So Hannah Burns is out on the fly to right field. One gone right there. I was telling you about the Williams Insurance Agency. From auto and home to life, health, commercial. Don't forget about renter's insurance, motorcycle, boats, RVs. They cover everything. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. It is the Williams Insurance Agency. Drive to left field and deep. Crystal Knight going back, looks up, reaches up, and can't get it. It's off the fence. And down to second base with a double goes the sophomore Alex Bailey. So Bailey, a one-out double. Boy, that's huge. The catch in right field by Lacey Miller's bit. Or the Lambkins have another run right there. Taya Brickner will come to the plate here, the right fielder, the senior, with Alex Bailey at second and one out here. Collins trying to make it a 2-0 ball game. Pitch on the way, ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Third baseman Brooke Bolander, the senior. She tried to save Keith Aragon on that play, but... It went down the line instead. Keith Aragon coaching, as we said, 30 years coaching softball out here, 28 at Fort Collins. He's in that third base coaching box. Pitch on the way here by Hannah Etzel is up in the zone. And it's a ball and a strike here to Taya Brickner, the right fielder. Brickner at 241 on the season. Takes that one away. It's 3 balls and a strike now. She's 7 for 29 coming in. Couple of doubles and a run batted in. Etzel set to go again. 2-3, 4.40 ERA this year. Hit to center field, going back and making the catch is Ryland Gardner, the sophomore center fielder. And there's two away. So the Lampkins have hit the ball really well in the inning and so far only have a double to show for it. Two outs, and Nea Olwine will come to the plate. She's a junior, the left fielder. Olwine, little struggle at the plate, .125, one hit in 8 at-bats so far. Here's the pitch on the way, and a fastball right there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Get hungry by the end of this ballgame. You know there's one place to go. It's A&W in Eaton. And, folks, it's Tuesday. Get over there for Papa Tuesday. Buy a Papa Burger combo. Get one absolutely free at A&W Eaton. Well, got to get the onion rings with that. Then you get that classic A&W root beer. Couple of shots of ice cream. The best root beer float around. A&W right off Highway 85 in Eaton. Pitch on the way. Chopper foul. Stayed in the batter's box right there. So ball and two strikes. Alex Bailey sitting down at second. Two outs, second inning. Collins up 1-0. Etzel set to go again. Deals the two-strike pitch. Missed it down low. Tried to get her to chase, and it's two balls and two strikes. Thanks again to the best handyman in the business, Eric Sampson, for knocking it out of the park and helping us out here again today. Our Fort Collins insider for the number of years here. Here's the look at a pitch. Oh, just missed it. So it's full. Three balls, two strikes. First base open here, and you've got the leadoff hitter, Tatum Aragon, out on deck. Etzel comes back, ground ball left of the bag, but a good backhand by Mia Knight. She'll bring it to the bag, and that's the end of the inning. No runs, a hit, the double by Alex Bailey, but she's stranded there. Inning and a half in the books at Poudre High School. It's Fort Collins 1 and Poudre nothing. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the second inning. Clark Johnson back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Mario and Destiny Gomez out there in Kurzweil for all your irrigation needs. Second pitch of the inning misses, a ball and a strike here. Call Alliance Irrigation at 616-2451. Brady Strang in her second inning of work out here. Gave up a hit and a walk in the opening frame, but no runs. And it is Hannah Etzel, the pitcher, to lead things off. She fouls it away left side and out of play. It's a ball and two strikes here to the senior pitcher. You've got Etzel, then Mia Knight, then Crystal Knight. I'm guessing they're sisters. One's a senior, one's a junior. Got the thumbs up on that. That's right. All right, Etzel steps back in, the senior here. Ball and two strikes. Strang delivers. Fastball grounded to short. Two hopper, and Bailey kicks it. Picks it up, and Alex doesn't have a play. So the sophomore boots that one. E6, Hannah Etzel's down at first base, and Mia Knight will come to the plate here with sister Crystal Knight out on deck. So one on for the Impalas here. Chance that we're going to see Kevin Lytle at some point from the Colorado and jump on with us this afternoon. Always fun to talk to Kevin. He was out with us at the regional golf tournament yesterday. 5 hours of golf on KFK. That pitch in for a strike. No balls, one strike here. 5 hours, our third golf tournament of the year, and looks like our final one of the year. Here's the look and a pitch, bunted foul. That one went right back at Sarah Oberlander, the catcher, and off of her. She's okay. Puts it away. No balls, two strikes here. Nobody out. Runner down at first on the E6. That's Hannah Etzel. Well, it's now a courtesy. No, it is Etzel. Doing her own running out there. All right, set to go again. Here comes Brady Strang. The pitch fouled away at the plate. Hanging tough right here is Mia Knight. Knight on the season for the Impalas. Hitting 303. 10 for 33 on the air. No homers and 9 runs driven in. Strang comes back. The pitch popped up in the infield. Going to be the second baseman. And that is Hannah Burns, the junior. She puts it away for the out. So one gone in the second and Crystal Knight. The second part of the sister act here will come up. Left fielder, she's a junior, so a year behind her senior sister. And if they get there with just one out, if they don't hit into two, here you got Rylan Gardner, the sophomore center fielder, out on deck. Strang set to go in a pitch. In there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fort Collins. Second meeting of the year between the two teams, an 11-6 Fort Collins win at the Triple Crown Tournament earlier this year. Pitch up in the zone. It's a ball and a strike. Tatum Aragon, Alex Bailey on the left side of the infield. Hannah Burns and Ayanna Campos the right side. It's Nea Olwine, Addie Deal, and Taya Brickner left to right on the outfield. Sarah Oberlander, the senior catcher, and Brady Strang, the senior, in the circle. Off-speed pitch. He pulled the string, and it's a strike. Unable to slow down the swing that time was Crystal Knight, way out in front of it. And it's a ball and two strikes. Strang doesn't like the sign that Sarah Oberlander's given her, so she shakes her off and says, I'm going to go with what I want here. 1-2 pitch by the senior. Fastball, little nubber, back to the box. Picking it up and throwing her out is Brady Strang, runner to second. So two gone. Tying run is in scoring position out at second base and Hannah Etzel. And Rylan Gardner is a sophomore. The center fielder will step up to the plate right here. Gardner's at 296 this year. 8 hits and 27 trips. 4 ribbies, trying to get her 5th RBI right here and tie up the ballgame. Strang delivers and the pitch fouled away right side. That'll get back out of play. No balls in the strike. We'll be back on the air with you Saturday. Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. live and on location in Gilchrist from Valley High School. Be the Valley Vikings and the Resurrection Christian Cougars. A little 3A action. That one swung on and missed. Quickly, no balls and two strikes now to Gardner. Impalas have won four of the last six in the series, but the last two have gone the way of Fort Collins. That pitch missed inside. It's a ball and two strikes. If Gardner can get aboard here, the leadoff hitter Abby Larson out on deck here for Pooter. All right, set to go again. Strang comes to the plate and bounced it up there. Got by Oberlander all the way to the plate, to the backstop. Runner to third in the wild pitch. Strang can dispatch that at all. Two balls, two strikes. She can get away with everything here in the inning if she can get Gardner. Brady's set to go. Here's the look. And the 2-2 pitch, foul ball right back to us. And it remains two balls and two strikes. If anything scores, it'll be unearned due to the Alex Bailey error. Hannah Etzel was aboard on that error, went to second. On a ground out and third on the wild pitch. 2-2 pitch. That's down in the dirt. Good stop that time by Oberlander. Three balls, two strikes. First base open. Runner at third right now. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. And Fort Collins leading Pooter here on Michelle Nisant Day. Pitch on the way. Off speed. Missed it. Just missed it down low. And the runners are at the corners at first and third with two outs. And Abby Larson, the catcher, will come to the plate here. Larson on the season, leads the offense in a number of categories. 5 extra base hits, the 3 home runs, 18 runs scored. She's second in RBIs with 12. First and third, 2 outs now. Here's the pitch down low in the dirt. It's a ball and no strikes. So Strang trying to find the zone here right now. Giving up a walk, maybe 2 walks. I take that back. Yeah, 1 in each inning plus the base hit in the first. But no Impala runs yet. 1-0 pitch, popped up foul. That'll get back out of play. And it's a ball and a strike here. 1-1, 2 outs, bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Fort Collins. Don't forget when we're done today, we'll have the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, our CR 4x4 player of the game. And our play of the game, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Pitch on the way, that one missed. So you're 2 balls and a strike here. 2 outs here in the bottom half of the second inning, 1-0 Fort Collins. Brady Strang set to go, trying to get her second win of the year against this same club. Brady comes back, and the pitch on the way is hit to right field, shallow right field. The second baseman going out, that is Hannah Burns, and the junior will put it away. Good catch, and the side is retired. The Impalas leave a couple. No runs, no hits, nobody, or rather 2 left. We go to the bottom of the, I take that back. Let's go to the top of the third out here. 1-0 Fort Collins. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, we head to the third inning out here at Pooter High School. Fort Collins 1-0 over the Impalas. And it'll be Riley Someday, Brooke Bolander, and Ayla Rivera. 2-3-4 for the Riley. Take that back. You know what, Clark? Let's put the visitors up right now. Let's just do that. Top of the order, Tatum Aragon, Addie Deal, Sarah Oberlander. 1-2-3 for the Lampkins. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336. For a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. First pitch fouled away, left-hand side and out of play. That's Tatum Aragon. Talking about Ron and Tara down at the Williams Insurance Agency. They're such good people. I sat in there, and before we talked about business at all, we just shot the you-know-what for about a half hour. They're fun folks, but the main thing is they're going to get your family taken care of. Get them protected so you can sleep at night. Peace of mind. Great stuff. Here's a ground ball right at the first baseman and under the glove. That'll be an E3. Mia Knight going down to second base here is Aragon. She can flat out fly. Tatum Aragon can. So she's at second base. Boy, that's a ball that Mia Knight's got to come up with. Shaking her head down at first base there. Runner at second. Nobody out here. And here comes Addie Deal. Deal checks in, the senior center fielder here for Keith Aragon's club, and a pitch missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Always great stories in high school sports. Addie Deal's grandfather, her dad is Brad Deal, the coach at Windsor now, who coached a long time at Fort Collins as well. But that's a big name in high school baseball, if you know it, Brad Deal. His grandfather, Bob, was the one kind of that got Keith Aragon to come to Fort Collins some 28 years ago. Here's the pitch, ground ball back to the box. Etzel will turn, hold the runner, and throw out the batter, and there's one gone. So good play by Hannah Etzel. And Sarah Oberlander, the senior catcher, will come to the plate right now. Sarah struck out her first time in a ball game, in at 372 coming in. Second on the club and hits with 16. Couple of extra, well, just one extra base hit. That's a double on the season so far. Etzel deals the pitch, a liner at third base, and it is a foul ball. Bounced foul and came up in foul grounds before she could make a play on it. And so it's no balls and a strike, and Oberlander will come back and try it again. Brady Strang out on deck. She's got the only run batted in the ballgame today. RBI double in the first. Etzel set to go again. Here's the one strike pitch. Took something off of it, and Oberlander was out in front of it. No balls, 2 strikes. Next up for the Lampkins Thursday, they'll be at home against Fairview. That's a walk in the park, I think. Here's the pitch, ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Then next week, the final 3 games, boom, 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 Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Loveland, at Mountain Range and then at Broomfield. Here's the pitch. Little number out in front of the plate. To pick it up is Larson to first. Good play right there by Abby Larson. Larson up quickly to make the play. So after the error, a ground ball to the pitcher, a ground ball to the catcher, and Brady Strang with two outs and Tatum Aragon sitting at third still. It'll be the big RBI producer right here. She's got 10 to tie her with the team lead. Deal's got 10, Aragon's 10, and Brady Strang with 10 RBIs. Pitch hitter just drilled her on the shoulder. So runners at the corners now, and it's going to be up to Ayanna Campos. The senior who hit a line drive at third baseman Brooke Bolander her first time up. Ayanna Campos, 353 for the year so far. 12 for 34 coming in. A home run, a couple of doubles, and eight runs driven in for the senior. All right, see if Hannah Etzel can get out of the trouble here. Runners at the corners and two outs. Pitch is bounced up there and a nice block behind the plate by Abby Larson, the catcher here for Pooter. Collins was 12-11 last year, 7-4, finished fifth in the FRL. Here's the pitch. That's right there for a strike. Ayanna looked back at home plate umpire Dave Ramirez, and she said, yeah, that was a strike, wasn't it? Ball and a strike here, two outs. Etzel set to go again. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Campos. That's in there for strike two. One ball and two strikes. So 1-2. Brooke Bolander, Riley Someday, left side of the infield. It's Ayla Rivera and Mia Knight on the right side. Crystal Knight, Rylan Gardner, Lacey Miller, left right in the outfield. That hitter, second hit batter in a row here. That was a 1-2 pitch also. And the bases are loaded here. So no hits in the inning for the Lampkins, but they have the bases juiced here. Players come to tell Hannah Etzel, it's okay, just no harm done if you get this out. Hannah Burns, the second baseman, will come to the plate. She hit one to the right fielder, Lacey Miller, who made a good running catch her first time up. Bases loaded, two outs here. Top half of the third inning, 1-0 Fort Collins. Rip right field, base hit. In to pick it up is Miller. One run scores. Here comes the second run to the plate, and it's 3-0 Fort Collins. A two-run single by Hannah Burns. So Hannah Burns could easily be 2-for-2 in the ball game. Gets the single and a couple of ribbies right there. Both runs are going to be unearned here against Hannah Etzel. And Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop, will come to the plate here. Bailey, after that good running catch by Lacey Miller in right field on the Hannah Burns hit in the second inning, then promptly doubled. Here's the pitch, and that hitter, third hit batter of the inning, and that one sounded like it hurt. That's actually the third hit batter in the last four batters, and they'll take a visit to the mound right now and give a talk to Hannah Etzel. In this ballgame, we get a 30-second break. Well, no, let's not do that. This might be, I'm sure they won't go to a change here. But we'll see. No question about it. 1-0, rather, I take that back. 3-0 up on our Gould Parts scoreboard. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, folks. 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton will get you all straightened up. That's Alan Gould and his great staff. They will... Simply any part you need. They specialize, of course, in Napa parts. But they got anything you need. They'll make hydraulic hoses right on the spot for you. They've been with us for 7, going on 8 years on Preps Radio. Al Gould, terrific, terrific guy, and we just thank them. If you're at in Eaton, stop by, look for the big Napa sign on the front door. Get on in there and say thank you, man, for all your coverage of high school sports. All right, Etzel set to go. Pitch high in the zone. Taya Brickner, the senior right fielder here. With the bases loaded again and a 3-0 Fort Collins lead. Etzel set to go, kicks and deals, and bounced it to the plate. Runner is going to stay at third. Looked like Campos was going to try to score, then she put on the brakes. And that's probably pretty smart. Two balls, no strikes here. You walk automatically, you get to come home. So we'll see what she does here. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs here in the third. 3-0 Fort Collins. Etzel comes back in a pitch. Rip foul. Right back behind her. And it goes to two balls and one strike here. Two and one. Here's the look and a pitch. Off speed. Hit down the left field line. It is a foul ball. Reaching up. Trying to make the play was Brooke Bolander, the senior third baseman, just out of her reach. A little flare over third base that time, and it fell foul. Northern Colorado Credit Union, our scoring summary, of course, in the ballgame. 3 runs, 3 hits for the Lampkins. No runs, a hit for the Impalas. Northern Colorado Credit Union is trying to send you to Vegas. Receive round-trip airfare in 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations from Northern Colorado Credit Union for you and a guest when you finance your auto purchase at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Go to NOCOCU.org for all they do. People-minded, member-focused. It's Northern Colorado Credit Union. Pitch on the way is hammered to center field. That's a base hit. One run is in. Here comes another, and it's 5-0 Fort Collins. A pair of two-run singles in the inning. This one by Taya Brickner. So timely hitting for Keith Aragon's club. 4 runs in the inning. It's 5-0. Fort Collins off to a big start here. Abby Larson's going to go out and have a word here with her pitcher, Hannah Etzels, who's trying to hang around a little bit right now. Talking about our great sponsors, AMCO Dealers of course, Fort Collins. That's Don Scott over there on South Mason Street. Putting the care back into car care, transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and more. Got you covered out there. 226-4477. Anything you need. They take care of my family, keep us safe on the road. They'll do the same for you. It is AMCO of Fort Collins. All right, Etzel set. Ground ball, second base. Going to be picked up there. They'll go to first for the out. And that'll be it. Ayla Rivera at second base making the play. But 9 hitters come to bat in the inning, and 4 of them find the plate. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning here in Fort Collins at Poudre High School. Fort Collins 5, Poudre nothing. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK, Northern Colorado's voice.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Preps softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, we head to the bottom of the third inning. Line drive right at Tatum Aragon at third base, and there's one away. Riley Someday hit that one on the dime, but right at the Lampkin third baseman. One away, and Brooke Bolander will come up. It is our 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Backed by Farmers Insurance, 352-0336 for any coverage that you may need. We'll talk, as we continue to do, talk a bunch about them today. One strike to Bolander. She singled her first time, the only Pooter hit of the ballgame so far. Brady Stang deals, and this one is hit to right field. Coming up in a hurry as Brickner can't get their base hit. So two hits for the Impalas, and both of them off the bat of Brooke Bolander. Runner on at first and one out, and Ayla Rivera, the senior second baseman, will come to the plate here for the Impalas. All right, here's the pitcher on the way. Ground ball, second base, backhanded there. Go to second for one, back to first, not in time. But a good play right there. Hannah Burns with a little flip to Alex Bailey at shortstop, and there's two away. Two gone. Rivera's aboard on the fielder's choice, and Cecilia Sealander, the designated player, will come to the plate. Boy, you talk about the FRL. Four of the top 13 teams in the state reside in this conference. Number two, Fossil Ridge. Number four, Broomfield. That'll flip. We didn't have a – I saw that they did not come out with a new rankings this week. But Broomfield beat Fossil, so you'd figure that would flip. But Fossil 2, Broomfield 4, Legacies 8, and Rocky Mountains 13. Strang deals right there for a strike. Throw down to first here by Sarah Oberlander and the runner back. One ball, one strike, two outs, last of the third inning. It is 5-0 Fort Collins. Strang deals in the pitch right there, strike two on the outside corner. So a ball and two strikes. Brady Strang's bringing it today. She looks really good, looking for her sixth win of the year. Strang comes back, 1-2 pitch, off speed, pulled the string and way out in front of it. Sealander cannot hold up the swing. She goes down on strikes. No runs a hit, another runner left for the Impalas. We'll go to the top half of the fourth inning here at Poudre High School. Fort Collins in front of Poudre, 5-0. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we go to the fourth inning out here at Poudre High School, 5-0 Fort Collins. And the Lampkins in the fourth inning will send Tatum Aragon, Addie Deal, Sarah Oberlander, just like they did in the third, top of the order, where they hit nine batters in the third inning. So Tatum's third trip to the plate in the ballgame, 0-2. Grounded out to the pitcher and then aboard on an error by Mia Knight at first base. So 0-2 in the ballgame, but on once. And the first pitch was down low. Now meeting in the circle. Bolander, Larson, and Etzel are going to talk about this a little bit. They're going to laugh about something out there, but that's pretty good stuff. They haven't eaten a thing all day, and I know my mom told me never to do that, but she... You know, I hear her in the background right now saying, hey, eat. I have not, so a little dizzy right now. But you know what? It's Tuesday, so I've got an answer for that. I have an answer, and that is A&W in Eaton. Tuesday is Papa Tuesday out there. Get a Papa Burger combo. Buy one, get one free. This is poked to left field by Aragon. Down the line, going to get by all the way to the fence here. And she can scoot. Around second goes Tatum. She looks at third but stays with a stand-up double. Tatum Aragon, her first hit of the ball game here, a double, and Addie Deal will come to the plate now. So the Lampkins already up 5-0, looking for more here in the fourth inning. Sarah Oberlander out on deck. Deal is 0-1, walked and scored in the first, bounced out to Hannah Etzel, the pitcher, her last time. There's a pitch in the dirt. Good block there by Abby Larson. The Impala catcher doing a nice job back behind the dish here. One ball, no strikes. Etzel set to go again. Aragon will get a lead at second here as soon as the pitch is fired. There she goes, bounced up there again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Addie Deal came into the ballgame hitting 310, 13 for 42. She's got 10 runs driven in. And she drives one to left field and deep, going back, away back, and this one is gone. Addie Deal. It is her second home run of the year, her fifth extra base hit. RBIs number 11 and 12. That's the team lead. Addie Deal with a shot, and she touches them all. It's 7-0 Fort Collins. So a two-run shot by Addie Deal right there, and it's a 7-0. Lucky number 7 up on the board here for Fort Collins. And we may have a pitching change. In fact, we are. So, Micah, we're going to take a 60-second break here. We'll go 2:30s back-to-back. 60-second timeout coming for you on the pitching change. 7-0 Fort Collins back in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just get ready.
No code now.
People are stressed to the max. People are done. They're done with COVID. They're done with social injustice. They're done with rioters. They're ready to get back to life.
Covering local news.
Rally attendees said the SUV drove through the crowd, traveling west, then barreled over the curb, almost hitting some rally participants.
Local issues.
Mindy McLuhan, president of the Loveland Area Chamber of Commerce.
These uptick in numbers is not coming from our business. We should not shut our businesses back down. And just to be frank about it, if you can keep Walmart open, then you can damn sure keep these small businesses open.
Local sports.
If Chassa says no, there's a lot of club teams that can still play.
And keeping up with what's current.
On this ballot, the initiative will not go after the oil industry, and the oil industry will not look to repeal some of the acts that have been filed.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, so following the Addie Deal two-run shot there, her second of the year, 7-0 Fort Collins. And Morgan Bay, sophomore, will come from the dugout to pitch, take over for Hannah Etzel. Oberlander's 0-for-2 in the ballgame, struck out, bounced up. Pitch on the way to Sarah. Hard ground ball, base hit in the left field. So back-to-back-to-back hits, the leadoff double by Aragon, the Addie Deal home run, and then Oberlander right here with a base hit. So Sarah's at first, still nobody out. And Brady Strang going to come to the plate. This will be a courtesy runner here for Collins. Devin Prisolak will come on here. And she will be the courtesy runner here for Oberlander, the catcher, who will go back to the dugout and put the gear on. Brady Strang doubled in a run in the first and hit by a pitch in the third. Morgan Bay is set to go here. Sophomore long look in at the catcher, Abby Larson. Now she's set to go, kicks and deals, and the pitch bounced up there. And it's a ball and no strikes. 7-0 Lampkins here in the fourth inning. Mercy Rule would be 12-run lead after 4 or a 10-run lead after 5. That one missed away, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. There's still nobody out in the inning. Tatum Aragon led off with a double. Addie Deal the home run to left, and then Oberlander the base hit. Morgan Bay looks in. The pitch on the way. That one missed. 3-0 pitch down to first. They go there, and the runner back in. So 3 balls and no strikes here. Ayana Campos is out on deck, the senior here for the Lampkins. Bay deals off speed, is driven down the right field line. That should get foul, and it will. Given it a running chase was Lacey Miller, the senior in right field for Pooter. But she just ran out of real estate there. So 3 balls into strike here, and Morgan Bay in relief of Hannah Etzel will go back to work here. Pooter trying to win their sixth of the year, but they're down 7-0. Collins looking like they'll win their sixth. Could even the record at 6-6 for Keith Aragon's club last year. They were 12-11, the Lampkins were last year. And now catcher Abby Larson, she's a senior. She's going to go out and talk to the sophomore here just about situational and still nobody out and a runner at first and Strang at the plate. Dave Ramirez, the home plate umpire, says, let's go. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. 3-1. Strang will come back up to the plate now. Morgan Bay set to go again for the Impalas. The 3-1 pitch driven to left center field and deep. Going back is Ryland Gardner. Away back. And you can kiss this one goodbye. Brady Strang, it's her turn to go yard. And for Brady Strang, it is her club-leading fourth home run of the year. She now has, what, let's see, one, two, three ribbies in the ballgame. Give her 12. Along with Addie Deal's 12 RBIs, ties for the team lead. Four runs in here in the inning, and it's 9-0 Fort Collins. Ayanna Campos will stand in now for Keith Aragon's club. Long ball time for Collins in the inning. Line drive, base hit into right field for Ayanna Campos. Five batters, five hits for the Lampkins here in the fourth inning. Three extra base, two home runs, a double, two singles. And Fort Collins is having a good time at the plate right now. 9-0 ball game. And here's Hannah Burns. Still nobody out. Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop, out on deck. Morgan Bay set to go again now. Burns, one for two, a base hit, and she gets hit by that one. So she's down at first. There's still no one out. And Alex Bailey will come to the plate here for Collins. Bailey is just a sophomore. Alex doubled in the second inning, was hit by a pitch in the third. That's the fourth Lampkin hitter to be hit by a pitch in a ballgame. Hannah Etzel hit three Lampkins in the third, and now Morgan Bay, in relief of Etzel, hits Hannah Burns. And here is Alex Bailey. Pitch is waved at and missed. Fastball up high, and she tried to catch up with it. No balls into strike here. Nine runs, nine hits for the Fort Collins Lampkins here. Bay set to go again. Deals that one way up in the zone. It's a ball and a strike. Taya Brickner out on deck, the senior, and then Naya Olwine. Top half of the fourth inning, 9-0 Fort Collins. Bay comes back in a pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Picking it up there, they'll go to second for the force, and that's going to be all. Campos will go to third. Fielder's choice, so Bailey's at first, the force out at second, one away. And Taya Brickner, who's one for two, a base hit in the third inning, will come up here. So Brickner coming up, came into the ballgame hitting 241, 7 for 29. No homers and a run batted in. Taya absolutely tripled her runs batted in for the season. She had one coming in. She's got three now. A two-run single in that third inning. Loveland, who are they playing, Biggie?
Monarch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 7-4 Loveland over Monarch. Monarch's been fighting just to get a win, so that figures that Loveland leading that one. That pitch away right there. Two balls, no strikes. Monarch's one of the doormats in the FRL. Softball-wise, anyway. Runners at the corners, just one out here. 9-0 for Collins. Brickner at the plate. Bay comes to her in a pitch. Outside corner for a strike there. Two balls, two strikes. Naya Olwine out on deck here for Keith Aragon's club. Oop, we're going to have a hitter. Andy Huff actually is going to come on and hit. So Huff is out in the on-deck circle. We'll see Keith probably go to some substitute players here with the big lead in the ballgame, 9-0. All right, base set to go again. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way to Brickner, down low, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes here. Runner goes down to second base. No throw there, so Bailey's at second. Campos is over at third. One out. 9-0 ball game. Eighth hitter of the inning here for Fort Collins. Bay deals in the pitch up in his own ball four. Base is loaded, and here comes Andy Huff, the junior. Andy Huff, look, Big E working, man. Eric Sampson doing his job, folks, keeping everybody awake over here. All right, still just one out here in the fourth inning. Five runs in. I take that back. One, two, three, four runs in. There's that Fresno State math again. Yeah, four runs in the inning here for the Lampkins. Two-run shot by Addy Deal, a two-run shot by Brady Strang. All right, here's Andy Huff. The Lampkin checks into the ballpark here. Huff is a junior, came in hitting 300. 6 for 20, 3 RBIs, but she can rack up a couple more right here with a base hit. One ball, no strikes. Morgan Bay in relief of Hannah Etzel. Set, delivers, and the pitch outside corner for a strike. Nope, it missed. I thought I heard my buddy Dave Ramirez huff out a strike there. Two balls, no strikes. Bay set to go. No pitch. Time called by home plate umpire Ramirez here. So no pitch. Two balls, no strikes. We'll do it again. Illegal pitch. The Big E again. Is he just chirping in with all kinds of stuff here today? Three balls, no strikes now. Nowhere to put her. That pitch is in for a strike. Throw down to first. Runner's back in there. Nowhere to put her. Three balls and a strike here. So let's see what this looks like. 9-4, Loveland? Yep. Loveland taking care of business like they should today. Three balls and a strike here in a 9-zip ball game. 3-1 pitch. That's out of the zone. Ball four. It's 10-0. Campos scores. Alex Bailey goes to third. Brickner goes to second. We're still loaded. Boy, that spells trouble. I mean, Tatum Aragon was the scheduled hitter, but we'll have a hitter for Tatum, too. Nope, I take that back. Tatum will hit, and Addy Deal's on deck. So, boy, it just doesn't get any easier right here. Tatum led off the inning with a double, and then Addy hit a shot over the left field fence for a home run. Another pitcher. Pitching change again. We're going to take a break. 60-second timeout, Micah. Let's come back. This pitching change brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice is 1310 KFKA.
You got to give them credit for that.
Mornings with Gail.
We can't have everyone stay home and still produce and distribute the basics needed to sustain life and fight the disease.
Dan Patrick.
How we go to sporting events, where we sit at sporting events, it's going to be different.
The Hull Show.
Are you having a hard time keeping up with all this news and all this information? Now, we went 4.5 months of me going, that was fun. Now it's like thousands of headlines.
Colin Cowherd.
The NBA does a lot right. It's stylish. It's fun. Their marketing campaigns are great.
NoCo Now.
Kids are going to be able to beat this disease. We've got enough stats. We've got enough facts now to back that up.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
They wanted to put some of their pet projects into it. They wanted, you know, emission standards for airlines, giving more power to the unions, none of which has anything to do with what Americans need right now.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. 1310 KFKA.
All right, Madison Withy is a sophomore. On to pitch now for the Impalas with one out in the fourth inning in a 10-0 ball game. Base is loaded and a fastball is there for a strike. Withy is just a sophomore, but boy, she brings it. That fastball was blistering on the outside corner for a strike. Aragon set to go again. Here's Withy with a pitch. It's hit the left of the shortstop. Going to be a bouncer. Oh, good play. In to make the play. Before it hit the ground was Brooke Bolander. She makes the catch on a little hit off the end of the bat by Tatum Aragon. So we're going to call that a pop to third. Two gone. And Addy Deal, who hit a shot over the left field fence in this inning, gets a second chance here in the fourth inning. See if she can rack another one here. Withy set to deal. The sophomore kicks and delivers, and this one got away. All the way to the backstop, not coming in from third base, was Alex Bailey, the sophomore. She said, I'm not going to move. Still 10-0 ball game here. Addie Deal, 1-for-2. Her second home run of the year. Wasn't that her second? It was. Pitch, loop to right and foul. That'll get back out of play. So it's a ball and a strike now to the senior center fielder here for the Fort Collins Lambkins. Lambkins get Fairview at home on Thursday. Then next week, the last three games of the regular season, they'll be at home against Loveland, who is taking it to Monarch today. Then they'll be at Mountain Range and then at Broomfield. Here's the pitch. That one's inside, and it's two balls and a strike here. Nowhere to put her. Base is loaded. 10-0 Lambkins. If the Lambkins could pick up two more here, all they'd have to do is hold Pooter in the bottom half of the inning. Scoreless, and we're done. See what Addie Deal can do here. Withy deals in the pitch. Ground ball, base hit right back up the middle. One run scores. Here comes run number 12 to the plate. The throw is cut off, and it's 12-0. A two-run single by Addie Deal, and she has four RBIs in the inning. Making a bold statement for our CRP 4x4 player of the game is Addie Deal. You got Brady Strang, who's had a big game. You got Addie Deal, who's had a big game. Sarah Oberlanger. Oberlander comes to the plate now. And a pitch on the way, a line drive, base hit down the left field line and into the corner. Here comes another run to score, and they'll hold up at third. That is Addie Deal stopping at third on a double by Oberlander. RBI time for Sarah. Eight runs in the inning, if my math is correct, should be 13-0 it is on the board. So now all that Collins is going to have to do is hold Pooter to one run or less in the bottom half of the inning, and we're done. Here's the look and a pitch. That one hit to right field. They're going to have to get two now. That's a base hit and goes through. In fact, two more runs are going to come in. This is going to be a 15-0 game as Brady Strang's on her way to third. Five runs batted in for Strang. Making it hard on us to pick the player of the game in this one. Strang and Deal are having huge days. And it's 15-0 Fort Collins here. In the fourth inning, bottom half for Pooter, they're going to have to score four times to keep this thing going. They'll have Hannah Etzel, Mia Knight, and Crystal Knight. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Right now, Keith Aragon is talking to Dave Ramirez up along the line. And I think we're going to have a hitter at some point. There's changes all around. Let's do this, Michael. Let's take a timeout right now. We've got a break in the ballgame. Let's take a, a 30-second timeout. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. And it's right here on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, Isabel Frank is into pinch hit here. So Izzy Frank into the ball game here in a 15-0 lead. And a pitch to her is in for a strike. Throw down to third and the runner's back. There are two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 15-0 Fort Collins. So Mercy Rule, the old Mercy Rule is warming up in the bullpen right now. Withy set to go, deals, and that's in for a strike. Two ball, one ball, two strikes here. Sophomore set the deal again. 1-2 pitch right there. Strike three. And we're done with the top of the fourth inning. But a huge inning for Fort Collins. And they lead this ball game with a 10-run fourth inning. They lead 15-0. Pooter will need at least four runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to keep this thing going. Head to the bottom of the fourth in Fort Collins. It is the Lampkins 15, the Impalas nothing. This timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, bottom of the fourth inning. Madison Withey starts things off, pitches high, and all Brady Strang has to do is throw strikes here, and we should be done. 15-0 Fort Collins here. It's Etzel and then the Knight Sisters. Brady Strang has pitched three innings so far, giving up just two hits. Pitch on the way, line drive, base hit center field. So Withey, the sophomore, with a base hit. So Mia Knight will come to the plate here. Knight popped out to second base for a first time. Crystal Knight out on deck here. And Brady Strang trying to get her sixth win of the season and just wrap this thing up. Strang deals, pitch on the way. That's up in the zone. Hits a ball and no strikes here. All right, set to go again. Here's Strang out of the windup and a pitch. Ground ball to second base. Going to go to first for the out. Just took the easy one to first. There's one away. And the Impalas are down to their final two outs of the ballgame here. Crystal Knight, the junior left fielder, will come to the plate. Now she bounced out to second base her first time. And on deck is Rylan Gardner, the sophomore center fielder. The 8 and 9 hitters trying to keep the Impalas alive today here in Fort Collins. Pitch ground ball foul outside the bag at third. It's no balls and the strike here. All Feed Mill postgame shows coming up and we're done. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call for all your Feed Mill Equipment and Supplies, 970-834-1132. Slow ground ball to shortstop. They'll go to first with it in time for the out. That's a beautiful play by Alex Bailey. Two gone. Impala's down to their final out. And Rylan Gardner will come to the plate here. Sophomore with a last-ditch chance here for the Impalas. They need a 15-run homer, but I don't think she's got one of those in her repertoire here. Here's the pitch. Right there for a strike. They're down to their final two strikes. On our all-feed mail postgame show, we'll have the CRP 4x4 player of the game and our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Back to the pitch, all the way to the backstop on that one. Oberlander back to pick it up. One of the few left-handed catchers you'll see in either baseball or softball. All right, one ball, one strike. Two outs here in the last of the fourth. 15-0, Gardner's back up to the plate. Brady Strang, the senior, kicks and deals in the pitch. Fly ball right field in a hurry down the line. This one's going to go foul. So Gardner gave it a good run down the right field line, but it falls halfway between the foul line and the fence out there. And Brady Strang is one pitch away from getting the win here. Here's the look in the pitch, and here's a ground ball to third. Picked up right there, Aragon to first, and that's the ball game. And the Fort Collins Lampkins with a 15-0 Mercy Rule win against the Pooter Impalas. We'll come back with the All-Feed Mill postgame show in a moment. This timeout brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to beautiful Fort Collins, Pooter High School, as we get to the All-Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service, catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call, 970-834-2132 for all your Feed Mill Equipment and Supplies. It's Ault Feed Mill, 834-2132. Well, today it was all Fort Collins, the Lampkins 15-0. Two-run homer by Addie Deal, a two-run shot by Brady Strang. Brady drove in five runs, got the win in the circle. So when we go to our CRP 4x4 player of the game, which we're going to do right now, it's no surprise that the senior that was in the circle gets the award. Brady Strang, our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 and CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. That's 970-351-8603. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters, your vehicle your way. Brady Strang, 3-for-3 today at the plate. Home run, a double, a single, five runs driven in. Boy, she's had some big days like that too this year. And on the hill, Strang gets her sixth win of the year in shutting out the Impalas over four innings. All right, the play of the game, let's do that. Presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep informed and stay on top of this hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property is worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of northern Colorado. Online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone 970-397-6337. To play a game was the other home run. It was really got the Lampkins some separation in the fourth inning. A two-run shot off the bat of Addie Deal. And so that is our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. 15-0 Fort Collins over Pooter today in our ball game. And it was all Pooter. I mean, all Fort Collins, rather. They just tattooed the softball today. They had beaten Pooter 11-6 earlier in the season, but this was a Fort Collins runaway today, no question about it. All right, that should do it for us out here in Fort Collins. Regular programming comes next for you on KFK. Thank you, of course, to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 413th, for making this thing rock and roll. And I'm Clark Johnson. Everybody hug your kids. We'll talk to you when next on Preps Radio Wednesday. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 4 o'clock for Preps Midweek as we kick off the block party on 1310 KFKA. Final score again today from Fort Collins was the Lampkins 15 and the Pooter Impalas nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.